Throughout history, we have felt the need to communicate with one another and to learn about the world around us. At the beginning, we depended on travelers to bring us the news from faraway places. During battles and wars, we used messengers to spread the news of victory or defeat, of life or death. We trained pigeons to carry messages and information from one area to another. Today, thanks to an extraordinary communication network, we can send and receive news from any part of the world in seconds. Through satellites and fiber optic cables, we can transmit news around the planet at an incredible speed. We can watch and learn about events the moment they happen. We keep informed by listening to the radio, watching TV, or reading newspapers. However, the fastest way is by accessing electronic newspapers, magazines, and journals on the internet. We can, thanks to this tool, receive news from the other side of the planet at the speed it takes to click the mouse or hit the keys on a personal computer. The internet also gives us the latest news about jobs, health, and education. It keeps us informed about discoveries in science, medicine, and technology, and keeps us up to date on the social, economic, and political issues that affect our lives. Today, no one can afford not to know the news. A well-informed society can work at solving political and social problems. If we do, we can help improve everybody's quality of life.
MC, Question 1. Which is the earliest way of delivering and receiving messages to and from faraway places? Question 2. How did people send messages of life or death during the times of wars? Question 3. What enables us to transmit news at a very high speed? Question 4. What is the fastest way to access the latest news now? Question 5. Which of the following is a necessary condition if we want to improve our quality of life?